President Trump kicking off another busy week at the White House.
It has been yet another eventful week in Washington.
The activity level is off the charts. The president dialed in. He is executing his agenda at a lightning fast pace. Now, here's something we rarely see in American politics. President Trump is actually keeping his campaign promises, and he's doing them as quickly as possible.
This administration's moving at political light speed, and they're just getting started.
We're going to have one shot at this, and no other president's going to do what I'm doing.
Goodbye. We love you. We will be back in some form.
Have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you.
It's official. Former President Donald Trump will be running for president again in 2024.
Has Donald Trump got the stamina and the will to do this again? He's come under such tremendous...
Everything is on the line in this election.
A busy day in the campaign world up in Butler today. Former President Trump holding a rally at 5 o'clock.
He just tried to kill President Trump.
Not even an assassin's bullet could stop him.
Feels like the climax of a superhero movie. The first act... up 2016, the second act, 2020, the third act, he almost dies, and then what happens?
Donald Trump will become the 47th president of the United States.
Rare in American politics, a presidential sequel.
He believes he has a, quote, mandate to bring common sense back to the country.
It's our time to take up the righteous cause of American liberty and begin the most thrilling days in the history of our country. This will be our greatest era. With God's help, over the next 4 years, we are going to lead this nation even higher. And we are going to forge the freest, most advanced, most dynamic, and most dominant civilization ever to exist on the face of this earth.
He has the opportunity to reset everything around the world.
Under President Trump's leadership, the message to America's enemies is loud and clear. Peace through strength is back.
No amount of hysteria, no amount of fear-mongering is going to shake the president's resolve.
This is the wholesale destruction of the liberal state. He is gutting liberal Washington, D.C. in a way that they say could be permanent.
47 means business. The White House is holding all the cards.
I return to the presidency confident and optimistic that we are at the start of a thrilling new era of national success.
The bottom line is whether you like Trump or you don't like him, you can't say that he's come in and not try to deliver, and he's doing so in historic fashion.
A tide of change is sweeping the country. Sunlight is pouring over the entire world. And America has the chance to seize this opportunity like never before.